listeners, it may seem difficult to believe, but by this time next year, we anticipate the new Golisano Children's Hospital will be open, serving the children and families of Central New York. Well, as you know, there are fundraisers going on to help pay for this new fantastic facility. Some of them are more fun to talk about than others, and that's true for this conversation. In the studio with me this morning is Tony Gary, Director of Community Relations for the Upstate Foundation. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Tricia. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome back. We talked about the Radiothon last year, but this year, new and improved. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're, you know, the Children's Hospital will be opening next year. We're hoping springtime to late summer, and we really have the money for that facility all in hand and taken care of. But it's those special things that make it a children's hospital that we're fundraising for all the time. You know, we've always fundraised for pediatrics, and Radiothon is one of it. One of those. This year, December 4th and 5th, WSYR Radio, News 570 News Radio.
Right here on our own channel.
Will again be helping us with this. It's our sixth year. Mm-hmm. So pretty exciting to be doing it for this many years. And we'll be live for 2 days, those 2 days, out of the upper lobby of the hospital.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that always impresses me about the Children's Hospital, and I'm going to take, this is kind of my personal moment to mention this. We've interviewed a number of the doctors mm-hmm. who work with the children and the pediatric parts of the hospital. And it always strikes me that people don't understand the services that are here in Syracuse and Central New York. And one of the things that sticks in my head is Dr. Richard Sills, who mentioned that when children come to Upstate and University Hospital for cancer treatment, mm-hmm. they're getting the same treatments and protocols that they get at St. Jude's, Dana-Farber, some of the big cancer centers. And that's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
It is, certainly. And part of Radiothon and any of our events is to make that awareness so much clearer to families in Central New York. And I think you'll find in any of the situations, once you talk to a family and they say, well, we didn't realize that this was available here, especially cancer treatment. I met with a young family last night in preparation for Radiothon, an interview, and the mom was just so committed to staying here in Central New York and having her little boy cared for here. She had a young daughter, and she didn't want to go to St. Jude or to Dana-Farber or someplace far away. And you can talk to anybody else, and they'll tell you a protocol is a protocol is a protocol when it comes to treating children. And even St. Jude and Dana-Farber use some of our own protocols that we've developed here at Upstate.
So, right. Well, according to Dr. Sills, they all share that information. And so whatever protocols they'd be getting at one of those other hospitals, they get here and vice versa.
So true.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, now we're going to talk about the Radiothon and the Change Bandits program. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about Change Bandits. Oh, this is fun.
Change Bandit is a great way for everyone to be involved. You can collect change from your friends, your neighbors, your Girl Scout troop, where you're working.
And we're talking about the change in your pocket or in your wallet.
Change in your pocket and, you know, search that couch. And not just change,
the
you know. The dollar bills help too.
Sure.
We'll send you canisters. Mm-hmm. We're always encouraging people to call 464-KIDS,
okay.
K-I-D-S, and mm-hmm. that's 5437, 464-5437.
We'll make sure we repeat that.
And get your Change Bandit kit early.
Okay.
Call us. We'll send that out to you. You can come by and pick it up. And one thing that we're going to add to this year is you're going to be able to drop off your change canister in a big barrel outside of the hospital both days.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can pull around our big circle here at University Hospital mm-hmm. on Adams Street and drop off your change. Bring friends with you and have them drop off their change, too.
So you don't have to worry about a parking place or coming inside or anything else. You can just do it right outdoors?
Can do it right outdoors.
Outstanding.
And we're going to be out there from pretty much, you know, dawn to dusk, so.
Now, some of the money that you'll be raising from the Radiothon, or maybe all of it, is going to go towards some of those special things in the hospital you were talking about. What are some of those special things?
Well, we've always provided the other things, the extras, when it comes to pediatric services. As a state institution, we don't get as much money as everyone seems to think, and mm-hmm. it's less than 10%, actually. And when it comes to treating children, you know, we know what it's like to be an adult, be a little frightened going into the hospital, having cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these things are very scary and traumatic for a child. And part of what we're able to do with this additional fundraising is to make a difference, whether it's that first run DVD, that movie that's out, whether it's a comfortable place for mom and dad to sit.
Mm-hmm.
It could be making sure that there's birthday parties for children when they're in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Staying connected, that they're able to talk to their school and their classroom. We're looking at purchasing units to do that so that when a child is in the hospital.
Like video units?
Like video units.
Oh, fabulous.
You know, kind of similar to what we see in, you know, high tech.
Sure.
I mean, we're all high tech here.
Absolutely.
Computer hookups.
Yep. Yeah. That's fabulous. So you're really trying to make the child as comfortable, make them feel as much at home as possible.
As much as home is, and not scared, to occupy them in between treatments.
Yeah.
So that when they're going into a treatment room, it's a nicely decorated area with some distractions so that they're not completely frightened by the whole experience. And our wonderful Child Life women, it's just amazing what they do to help children and families every day. We met a young man who is now early 30s who was treated here as a little boy at 8 years old for cancer. And he was just, he and his dad were just so grateful that they wanted to come back and help. And we thought, well, let's interview them for our radiothon coming up. And he sat down with a little girl who was being treated for the same type of cancer.
Wow.
And mom was so encouraged by it. And the child life specialist helped put that together.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
How fabulous, because that's just such a sense of hope. He's in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Those are the exact words mom used.
Let's talk about some of the details to make sure people understand. Now, this
okay.
is the Radiothon. That means our local celebrities are going to be there, right?
Yes, they are.
Joe Galewski, Jim Reith.
Yes, Joe, Jim, Ellen Abbott will be there.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a few other people filling in during the day. You'll meet many families that have been treated here recently and maybe a few years back and kind of update you on what the condition is of their child.
Excellent.
That Thursday and Friday, December 4th and 5th.
Mm-hmm.
464 Kids. You can call now. You can call during it.
Okay.
We're always available.
And you'll be there all day long on those days.
All day long.
That's just great.
I hope you'll come by.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will. And we will also put this information with links from our HealthLink On Air website. Well, Tony Gary from the Upstate Foundation, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. I just got fired, or giving thanks for catastrophes. So, dear listeners, last week I got fired. I had this nationwide radio gig doing Checkup from the Neck Up, and the executive producer called and said, it wasn't this, and it wasn't that, and well, that was that. I'd never been fired before, so this was a new experience. Back at the ranch, I was telling my wife, and I just started laughing. And then this week, my monthly 401k statement was lurking in my mailbox. And you know, I've been doing all the things the financial folks say you should, making regular contributions with payroll deductions, having a big chunk in stocks because I'm still a decade or so from retirement, diversifying across bonds and stocks, foreign and domestic. So, as I'm ripping it open, I'm thinking, how bad can it be? Page 3 had one of those performance graphs for the past year. It looked like a ski slope, downhill version, Olympic style. And for some reason, that Italian skier who called himself La Bamba came to mind. Looking at it and thinking, La Bamba, I just started laughing. Belly version. And my wife walks in, and I'm holding it up for her to see, and she says, I'm glad you can laugh about it. And I said, what else can we do but laugh? From whence were those guffaws bursting forth, I wondered. Well, then, at Thanksgiving dinner, it suddenly came to me. It was pie time. Our hostess was slicing and served out a piece of the pumpkin pie. From nowhere, my brain makes the comparison. There goes my nationwide radio gig. And when she cut another piece, my neurons announced, bye-bye, 401k. But then someone wanted pecan pie, so she moved on. I'm still mesmerized by the pumpkin with the two missing chunks, and I realized the rest of this pie is like the rest of my life. It's still there. My wife, my kids, friends, relatives, my health, work, my day job, my energy that lets me do almost anything I want. The lesson for me? While out-of-the-blue catastrophes are useful, they give us a chance to narrow our focus and make big adjustments we might otherwise avoid, it's important not to get stuck in catastrophizing and instead shift up to the big picture to discover that, well, fame is indeed fleeting, and apparently so is money. But a good laugh, especially in the face of some of the worst life tosses our way, well, that's something for which we can be especially thankful. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.